Live at ATIA 2010, this is Michael Off, and here's one I know a lot of people have been asking me about. Larry Skukan here with APH, and we get to see, folks, the Bookport, the new baby here.
Bookport Plus.
Plus.
Called, yes.
So first, let's describe the unit here.
One thing I should tell you first, actually it's even more important than the description, is something that's kind of interesting about this device that most people using DTB players aren't used to, and that is that you don't turn this off. It acts like a cell phone, so it goes into sleep mode when you're through using it, and it's ready to use just by pressing a key. So I'll press a key and it'll come back to life and say the time.
5:03 p.m.
And it's ready to read.
5:03, okay.
WKYC.com.
We got streaming radio in here?
No, that's an NLS book.
Oh, okay.
Our most common tech calls.
And see, we can use our Daisy navigation to go to the next
tech
article.
Diaries. Double site smart photo book fun.
So, what you got here is a very small unit. It's thin. I don't know the exact dimensions. I apologize for that.
Kind of got the feel of a cell phone, I guess, to give someone a point of reference.
It reminds you of a cell phone, a small, good-looking Japanese cell phone. My first impression was when I held it in my hand.
But you got the 12 keys, uh-huh. And then you've got the kind of center
about the top
the arrows.
About the top, maybe less than a third, is a speaker grill. And then right below that is that center arrow key that you're talking about, with play in the middle and then your arrows around it. And the up arrow and down arrow on this device change your speed, whether you're playing or not. And then to the left and right of the arrow keys, there are three on each side. So starting on the top right is your power key. It's also your sleep timer. And again, you don't turn this off unless you're just not going to use it for a month or something like that. Below power is menu. And below menu is your title key to give you a list of the titles on the device. Then on the left side is record at the top, followed by go to and then bookmark. And then below that is 12 telephone keys. So anybody who has seen a Plextor Pocket will immediately recognize this because it's the exact same hardware with APH firmware in it. It's not exact same hardware. It's a different color and it says Bookport on it. It's silver instead of black or white like theirs is.
Now, you said this thing supports up to a 32 GB SD card?
It does, yes. Uh-huh.
So that's a lot of storage.
I believe that's what I've got in it now. Let's check our... I'm going to go to the menu.
Edit. Use Lightroom key to select system settings. Enter. System properties.
I think it's system properties.
System version 3.994.
Oh, no, it's not system properties. Menu. It's media management.
Media management. Enter. Media title information. Enter. Media information. SD card. Unlocked. Free space of this media. 1.7 gigabytes. Total size of this media. 29.7 gigabytes. Title information. Daisy. This title cannot be prepared for editing. Use space for this title. Six.
Well, he's got to... You got to load it up. There 29.7 gig on this thing.
I need to start a... Well, the reason I do is because the recorder on this thing is so good. And you can record in WAV format even, so that'll eat up a 32-gig card in a hurry.
I've heard the recording audio on this is phenomenal, and those who want to use this portable device for recording might really look at this Bookport Plus. Do you also do MP3s? Does it have any other formats?
It does do, it records to either MP3 or WAV.
Okay, so can you adjust the bit rates on the MP3?
Absolutely.
Very good.
Yep, I don't know all of them. We can go through them if you want, but... pretty much what you want.
Right, your standard 64 up to 128, yeah, that most people use. So you could use this for class notes or to go out and maybe capture a live event. It also has an external 1/8 inch, or what they call a 3.5 stereo microphone input, so you can put some really good audio into this.
You certainly can. It's also got an excellent built-in microphone. Now, the built-in one is mono, but it makes some terrific recordings. In fact, we should record.
Yeah, we could
here.
Do that right now and record. We got a little speaker attached to it.
Yeah, let me give you a chance to show you how the It's also got, I think this is a first in the industry, you can have automatic level control or you can have manual level control. And it does give you feedback for your peak meters, so you can adjust the recording levels on the fly. And that's done just with the up and down arrows.
Nice.
And it, and everything is it is accessible. So when we go into record mode, whoa, I forgot about feedback from the speaker. So I'll tell you what, we'll record without the speaker
yeah,
and then play
the speaker,
it back on.
Okay.
So actually, I can turn off the monitor. That
okay.
way I can hear it. So I'm going to plug the speaker back in and turn off the monitor output. Okay, so I'm in recording standby right now. And what that did was changed the functionality of those top four buttons. And you just heard it say hi. That's our feedback for our level controls. So you can hit the up and down arrow.
Recording volume, 19.
And if you want to just say something like this into it, it'll give you a report on...
Oh, okay.
I think... Hi. That's too high, so let's turn it down.
Recording volume, 16.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
High.
Nope, still too high.
Recording volume, 13. Good.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Good.
Okay.
Oh, great. So it tells you it's good. Wow. Yeah. Very good.
And it'll either say high, good, or low. And it's okay for an occasional high.
Right, but so, you want that to be a peak and not the norm or it'll be distorted. Very
exactly.
good. I like that.
And so we're going to start recording now. I'll go ahead and hit the record key.
Hi, this is Mike Wolof with the SarahTalk.com blog and podcast. We are testing the audio on the new APH Bookport Plus.
And let's put a heading in here. There's a heading. This is heading 3. And you can actually delete between those headings, too. I think this might be the only portable device that you can edit your audio with. So we'll stop the recording. And we'll play it. Well, it's preparing it now. That's our hourglass cursor. An audible hourglass.
Nice, nice.
And the nice thing about these, too, is you can add to these recordings. So even after we close it out like this...
Now we can go back and append?
Yeah.
Very good.
Hi, this is Mike Wolof with the SarahTalk.com blog and podcast. We are testing the audio on the new APH Bookport Plus.
Very impressive. I know it's hard to tell on a small speaker going through another microphone, but I can tell that the audio is top-notch.
Normal.
And...
That seemed like that took a little while to process. What if you had a 1 or 2 hour file? Would it take longer?
Oh, it's
what
not the fact that the file was big. It's the fact that I've got 4,000 files on this card.
Oh, okay. So it's got to index the whole card. Oh,
well,
I see.
Yeah, what it does, when you put a card in, that's another really nice thing about this, except when you get 4,000 of them, is that there's no special folder names or anything required. You just drop files on there anywhere you want them or organize them how you want them. The one thing you do have to keep in mind is that you can only have one DAISY title per folder, which is no problem.
Right, because if you extract, like NLS books, for example, they're all going to each have their own folder, and you don't want to mix and match on any device. So.
We've actually got some software that ships with this that runs on the PC that you just point to the zip, it reads out in the audio the name of the zip file and then gives you the description. You just hit enter on it and it unzips it and puts the folder on here and sends it over.
Very nice.
Same way with RFB&D. You just point to the folder and it tells you the name of the book and you hit enter and it sends it over.
That's good because those RFB&D books have a lot of pieces to them I've seen.
And another thing that people have a hard time finding the ones they download, we've got a favorites menu in the software, and it goes straight to the RFB&D downloads is one of them.
Okay, anything else there beyond NLS and RFB&D, like Audible or iTunes or any other formats?
Oh, it does Audible.
Okay, does Audible. Very good.
It does text, HTML, doc. We'll be coming out with an upgrade for BRF here shortly, even though it's not even out yet.
So is that... Doc, does it also do like the DOCX for 2007?
Not yet. But,
okay,
we're working on
2003.
That one
okay.
And as far as audio goes, we've got Wave, MP3, OGG, WMA.
Oh, you do have protected WMA or just a standard?
Just standard.
Standard, right, okay.
Now, what you just heard there was it shutting off, or sleeping,
sleeping.
I should say.
And how long will it function without plugging it in that sleep mode if it were fully charged?
20 days.
20 days, very impressive.
And, of course, to wake it back up, any key, and it's ready to go. So I'm going to hit the title key just to give you a little demo, I thought I hit the title key.
SD card, daisy title, 244.
4 key.
In the folder.
Recording.
271 titles in the media.
So I've got 271 daisy titles. This categorizes these between, it calls anything that's not a daisy book a text file, and then regular audio it calls audio. And there's also a recent files list, so you
recent
can...
Recent titles list, 1, 4 key. In the folder.
Recording.
2.
Smart Computing, November 2009.
So, recent titles, is that things you recently loaded, things you recently accessed, or is it based on date of its release?
It's based on what you just recently read. It keeps the last 50 books you read.
Oh, nice, nice. That's just for the power reader here.
Well,
I mean, 50 books, that's, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people run simultaneously. I don't usually run more than 4 or 5 simultaneously as far as new books. But
yeah, I think a lot of times, though, you know, you'll start something and get distracted.
But right, magazines.
Yeah.
I take that back. I have with magazines.
Right.
Maybe went up to 15 or 20 with that. So.
Exactly. Yeah.
Very good.
And if anyone is familiar with the keypad layout of the old book port and the Braille Plus, that's the way the navigation works on this, too. So let me exit this menu.
What is that speech? A lot of people are like, I only want it or don't want it if it's double talk. Obviously, it's not double talk. What is that speech?
Well, the speech you've all heard so far has been human speech. Even the prompts are, this is Jill Fox in the menus.
Menu. Edit. Use right or left key to select item. Press play, stop, or down key to confirm or up key to cancel.
But the speech you're talking about is, let me get a text-based book.
Select.
There's one.
Beginning of time.
Notice, this accessible media has been made available to people with bona fide disabilities.
We can slow it down.
Disabilities that affect reading. This notice tells you.
To the first section.
Copyright notice. Limitation of liability.
It's vocal, nuance vocalizer.
Right.
Same thing in
Sakagawa at the Lewis and Clark Expedition. From the back cover.
That's actually supposed to be Sacagawea.
The authors of this particular study
have done Sakagawa. Nuance doesn't do good on Sakagawea.
No. Hey, you can't have it all.
Sakagawa.
So is that the only voice?
Oh, it's got
did
Tom
it get
the
Samantha.
And
or
Tom and Samantha.
Okay.
In fact, Samantha's the default. I just
right.
I can hear Tom.
Exactly. Exactly. Are those, I can't tell on the speaker, are those the same kind of bit rate, or do they maybe sound a little better? Because I know in the Victor, they kind of made them a pretty low bandwidth.
I wish it was better. It's. I think it's about the same. It's, okay. To me, it sounds pretty much the same as it does on the stream. I don't know the bit
depth
that they're using.
Okay. Very good. Anything else we want to cover here? It's pretty comprehensive. I think we got all the formats, and what is the price going to be?
Mid-300s.
I think
the thing that really makes this separate from the rest of them, though, is that you don't have that daisy menu. So your right arrow takes you by characters. You don't have to select it. And you can move by words with the 3 key, the 1 and the 3. And up and down move by lines. So you don't have to, you know, when you want to move around, you just do it. You don't
so
have
your
to,
DAISY and your TTS and everything kind of has the same navigation?
Yep.
Very
sure
good.
It does. And then the DAISY menu is just like on the Braille Plus. You use the 8 key to select
level
it.
Two. Level 2.
And then the 7 and 9 to move to the different sections.
And what about the different types of menu headings that you might have in an NLS book by phrase or chapter?
Yeah,
or
that's on this.
Okay, so you set that in the menu based on the mark of the book.
But most of this stuff, that's the only thing you have to adjust for. All your local navigation is dedicated keys. So, like for instance, the 4 and the 6 move you by page no matter what. If a book doesn't have page, a page. It moves you 10 minutes in audio files, or I think 1,000 or 80 lines in text files. So it simulates a page if you don't have one.
Okay, and what about the ability to speed up those books like some of us like to do, like NLS or Audible? How does that work?
I'll show you. It works extremely well. Let's go to our recents.
Recent titles list.
That's a poor recording. Let me get that one.
Yeah, smart computing or something here?
Oh, yeah, smart computing will work.
Four. Smart computing. Blurb and Shutterfly offer quality photo books.
So I'm going to press the up arrow once.
Harris Simmons Bantam.
Twice.
Reading time, 5 minutes.
Three times.
Send your comments to
four.
Hara at smartcomputing.com.
Five.
Any online gun services offer free.
Now, one thing it does do too that's kind of interesting, it also slows down.
Blurb make the money when you print a book.
Now I'm going to go back to normal speed, and you'll hear that it'll indicate it with a double B.
Despite the freebie status,
it's kind of hard to hear.
Software packages
are actually not a double, lower tone.
Offer a number of customizations.
Okay.
And you can independently control the guide voice, both the speed and the volume. And the speed of the audio files is separate from the speed of the text. So everything is
Does it remember per book like the new NLS machines? Or is it just...
The speed?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not sure. Is that... I didn't think that was such a great idea, but we could do that.
I don't know. I love it. I think it's a great idea because the readers are different. Their speeds, you know, their cadence and everything's different. I think it's an awesome. Well, yeah, if you could do that, that would be a great feature.
And the reason, I mean...
I guess it goes both ways because someone
gets it. It's so easy to adjust the speed, though, Mike, is what I'm trying to say.
Right, so some people like plus four.
There we are.
Right,
you don't have to hit another button or anything.
It is a trade-off. You make a good point. Or maybe, I don't know. I think it's a cool feature, but I could see it. It goes both ways. If you have to adjust it for each book, you might get annoyed. So that's just a thought. Do you have bass and treble controls here?
There is tone control. Now, it, you have to access.
Speed. Tone.
There's tone.
Speed. Plus
Oops.
Two.
Sorry.
Volume. Speed. Tone plus one, tone plus two, tone plus six.
Shutterfly. Shutterfly is a photo printing service in the name of Snapfish, and print options offer
volume, speed,
by company,
tone,
companies such as Kodak. If you already use Shutterfly and have uploaded your images for previous PS projects, you're done with the bulk of the work.
There's our normal.
If on the other hand, you're starting from scratch,
we'll also go down.
Plan on spending some time setting up.
I should have slowed this down to normal.
Have an account and uploading pictures. Shutterfly offers two book views.
Okay, so it just adjusts the upper frequencies. It's not like some of these that, as you decrease the treble, it also increases the bass. Where that's just the treble, right? Or is it the?
I believe it is just the treble.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It's a little hard to tell on that speaker, but that's actually good because I want to adjust. I want to put the treble a lot of times up to its maximum value without distorting or lisping, but I don't want to lose bass in the process. So that's kind of a nice setup. I like that. Is there any kind of Bluetooth or wireless support here?
Yes. It's got built-in 802.11b and g.
Okay.
Does not have Bluetooth. We aren't doing anything in this release of the software with the Wi-Fi, but you can expect to see some very cool things coming up over the next few months.
Very good. Wi-Fi. Well, that'll be great. People, we can only wonder.
We can only wonder.
NLS, Audible, all these cool things. You can only wonder.
On the bottom of it, it's got a USB on-the-go port, so you can actually... it's pretty cool. You can actually connect like a thumb drive to it and transfer files back and forth.
And what is the data transfer rate on this? Like 54 meg or
whatever USB high speed is.
Right. Okay.
It's fast. Isn't it 200? What is USB 2 high speed? It's about 10 times faster than the old one.
All right. I don't know. I've seen it go up to about a gig a minute, but that depends on what kind of data, how many files and types of, and so forth. But I know a lot of these machines are either 11, like the Victor, or some are 54. That's why I wondered what the actual data transfer. But anyway, it's fast, and that's the main thing. I think I've asked everything. Have I overlooked any glaring features? This sounds like a pretty awesome product here.
I think another kind of unique thing about it is, like I was saying, you can actually read a music CD if you have a USB CD drive.
And, really?
Yeah.
Very interesting. So you can just pop that disc in there,
and you can copy them.
Well, they like convert to MP3 or just go to WAVE, or how does it?
I forgot, Mike. I don't remember how it does. You can set it is what it does.
Very nice. So you could, Larry, a lot of folks are going to enjoy something like that because they just want to put their CDs into MP3, and if they can just get an external drive, which are, like $59, $69
right.
bucks.
Yeah. Don't plug even it straight need to know how to use a computer.
Exactly. Just hook it up to the Bookport Plus here and just let it rip it over to MP3, and they've got it on that device, and then, of course, they can... transfer it elsewhere.
Or you can play it straight from the CD. You don't have to copy it. Same way with NLS cartridges. You can either play the cartridge or you can transfer it into the SD card and then send the cartridge back.
Wow. Very nice.
And I think that you pretty well covered...
Okay. Do we have a tentative release date in the spring?
Mid-March is the tentative date.
By CSUN or somewhere in that arena?
Certainly. I certainly hope that we'll be out by CSUN.
And so what do they get with the... they get the device itself, I guess, a power supply, any cables? What do you get?
Yeah, you get two cables, a long USB and then the short one for the USB on the go. Where you can hook in a thumb drive or a CD or whatever. You get earbuds, some little cheapo earbuds. A CD that contains, it's got a bunch of Gutenberg text files on it, and then the book transfer software that I was telling you about a little earlier.
Well, pretty good. And somewhere between 3 and 4. Not 4, but a little more than 3. Somewhere in the middle, 3s.
Yeah.
349, somewhere. Yeah. Not to be exact, somewhere in that $300 range.
Yep. Very. It'll be less than the old book port.
Very good. Well, I think we covered it. Just give the contact us, APH.org. Can people pre-order this, or are you really waiting until you got...
Yeah, I think we... I don't think we usually take... We don't even have it in our system yet.
Okay, got you. Okay.
So they try not to take pre-orders.
Well, just let us know. I'm sure we'll do a nice press release when it comes out, and we'll let folks know on CerilTalk.com on our blog and podcast so they can go check it out. Looks like a very, very nice unit, very small. What about, I guess one final question would be playback time in use. You're playing a book.
I believe the official is 8 hours playback, or it might be 10.
Or would that depend on the volume or whether you're using headphones?
It certainly would, yeah.
Okay.
And whether you're using text-to-speech or the audio. But generally 8 or 8, 10 right in there. Takes, we claim it takes 4 hours to charge it, but it doesn't. It's actually faster than that.
Two or two and a half? Or I guess it gives you some kind of status when it's plugged in, you can tell? Or does it make
sure
a sound
does.
When it's fully charged?
Actually, that's kind of cool. I'm glad you brought that up. So anytime you want to check the battery, you can just hit 5.
Battery level 75%.
So we're at 75.
Okay.
When you plug it in, it says AC power charging, or it says AC power charged.
All right, duh. Okay, so you know it's ready to go?
And as soon as you plug it in, you can either charge it on USB or with the AC jack, by the way. As soon as you plug it in, you get a little tone that confirms that it's charging. And then if you want to check it, you can just press your status key, which is the 5.
Is the battery replaceable? Should it need to be?
It is. It's right. There's a door on the back.
Night pack, or what do you have?
Lithium polymer.
Very good. Okay. So this is a battery that you can just go out and get a Batteries Plus. I'm sure you recommend a certain battery because you want to make sure you get the exact battery.
I think you should order your batteries from APA.
Right, that sounds good. Do you know what those would be if someone needed it? Hopefully Probably not, or what? How many years they might be good for by default?
I don't. There's several years, though. I know that.
Right. I don't know if that depends on how much you use it or not use it. That's the thing with batteries. Sometimes when they're used more, they work better than just sitting idle. But
And I think what'll happen, you'll see that it'll just have a lower and lower charge over the years. I mean, a lower and lower use time for each
right,
charge.
Right,
and that way you know it's time to get a new battery. You know?
Well, a lot of folks leave things plugged in, and they say maybe that's not good to do, so either...
That's okay on lithium polymer. It wasn't good on NiCads, but there's no memory effect on these. So it's fine to leave it plugged in. One thing I did want to tell your readers that if anybody is interested, the... documentation is actually up on our website if you want to look through it.
Oh, very good.
It's at, there's not a link up there yet, but I can give you the direct.
Yeah, and we'll post that at serotalk.com.
It's at aph.org/tech. I'm sorry, let's back up. tech.aph.org/btlineinfo.htm. So BT is in book talk or... book transfer, actually, is what I think what that stands for.
Okay.
So tech.aph.org/btlineinfo.htm.
Great. We will test it and put a direct link at serotalk.com. And for ATIA 2010, for Serotalk and SamNet Radio, this is Michael Loft.